out there. We're going to go ahead and start worship this morning. If everybody would stand with us, we'll start with Mighty to Save.
Church light either. All right? This is full out. We're happy to be alive. Tell somebody that you love them. Tell somebody you're happy to be alive. Shake a hand, hug a neck. Take this time and do that right now. Thank you.
Spirit like water.
comes to bring the sermon, that you would just anoint him and let us hear what we need to hear this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for being here. There's a buzz in the air. And there it goes. Okay. So glad that you're all here again. We're here always, every Sunday, to celebrate Jesus Christ. Now, when we celebrate Mother's Day, what we're saying is, or we have a baby dedication like we're about to have, what we're saying is, Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God, Holy Spirit, thank you for the good gifts you've given us. Good gifts in mamas, a good gift, and look, I tell every lady here, happy Mother's Day. You may not have biological children, but something I know about ladies, you act like a mama to somebody. And it's an influence this world desperately needs. We need responsible mamas. It doesn't have to be to your children. I know people who have biological children who will not listen to them. And yet they use their mama influence on children who are not their own. And they have that mama influence. And I just want to say thank you. I believe it's a gift from God. Okay? Now we're about to have a baby dedication. And before we do, we're going to run a video. And I'm looking at Bert.
To you were pink or blue, everything I wanted. Here's to you, never sleeping through from midnight till the morning. Had to crawl before you walked, before you ran, before I knew it. You were trying to free your fingers from my hand, cause you could do it all on your own. Now somehow slow down. Won't you stay here a minute more? I know you wanna walk through the door, but it's all too fast. Let's make it last a little while. I pointed to the sky, and now you wanna fly. I am your biggest fan. I hope you know I am, but do you think you can somehow slow down? Here's to you, every missing tooth, every bedtime story. Here's to Barbie cars, lightsaber wars, sleeping in on Sunday. Had to crawl before you walked, before you ran, before I knew it. You were teaching me the only thing love can, hold hands through it when it's scary. You got me. Let's slow down. Won't you stay down? Please don't roll.
allergies. He's got some allergies. You know, the other day, my 7-year-old daughter said this to me. She said, "Daddy, I'm growing up fast. You better spend as much time with me as you can." I said, "Wow, you're right, baby, you're right." And golly, I watched that video last night, but it still kind of hit me. I think I was kind of sleepy when I watched it. It didn't hit me, but my goodness. One of the things I noticed last night, I said to Sarah when she showed the video to me, I said, "There's not a lot of mamas in there. You know, this is Mother's Day video and baby dedication." She said, "Because it's mamas taking the footage, man." She said, have you noticed mamas don't make it into a lot of pictures because they're the one taking the picture. They're the one rolling the film. And I said, "All right, yeah, you got me. You know, you're probably right. That's probably how it's going, you know." And isn't that like a mama's love? Isn't that like a mama's heart that says, "I'll take the picture. I'll do this and that." And anyways, boy, that just kind of hit me emotional again, kind of made my allergies come out. And there's a buzz in there again. We're going to have a baby dedication. And that's the main thing that we're doing today, y'all. But I want to tell you what it's not, and I want to tell you what it is before we bring everybody up here. This is not in any way saying that these children are now somehow members of this church in a formal sense, or that they've come to have a personal faith in Christ, or that they're somehow covered by a religious ceremony and therefore good with God. That's not what this is. This is no kind of magic mojo. I have anointing oil, I have certificates, and I have children's Bibles to help equip families. This is what it is, to help equip families who love Jesus Christ to raise their children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. It's a sign to say, as a church, we want to help you raise your children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. We want to be that supplement. Did you hear that? Church is a supplement to your family as you teach your faith through how you live day in and day out at your house. We want to be that help. And part of that is simply to say, "Lord, we receive the gift of our children as a gift from you. And we want to dedicate them in their raising, their upbringing, to say, we want these children to grow into young men and young women, adults who please you, who put their faith in you, who seek to glorify you." That's what we're doing. That's why we're doing it. So this isn't any kind of, I don't have any magic things, prayers, ointments, anointings. We're simply recognizing God in the establishment of our families and saying, "Thank you, God. We recognize you and we want to please you." Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Now, I also want... Wow, that didn't work out really well. All right. There's a tree in the way. Which is weird in a new church that we have a tree in the way. But anyways, that's how it happens. There's some folks who signed up to have... to go through this, what we're calling the baby dedication today. And that's what I'm going to call to come forward. But before, you know, there's so many children here today. And I'm going to just pray for all of them. But I want to tell you, we're going to have another baby dedication day on Father's Day. So next month. And so if you, and I'm going to tell you, there's not an age limit. I know it's called baby dedication, but if you've got a baby, I don't know how old that baby has to be, but if you want to say, "Look, I didn't start my family in a Christian way. I didn't raise them up, but God has since kind of opened my eyes to this, and I want to start afresh." Haul them big old teenage people up here if you need to. Because it ain't going to hurt you to start praying for them now and praying for parenting now and praying for their, you know, that's not going to offend God. It's not going to be hurtful. When should you act on the truth? As soon as you hear it, as soon as your eyes are open to it. Don't worry about what station or what, you know, and we come up with some 47-year-old dude, like, "Pray for this one." I'll be like, "All right, you know, we'll slap it, we'll pray, we'll do it." But the point is, you know, if you came here today and you're like, "Hey, I was hoping to do this, well, we had a sign up, we have some things prepared, and we don't want to cheat anybody. We want You know, we want to give the Bible, we want to give the certificate, we want to do all those things. So we'll have the ability for you to sign up. Matter of fact, if somebody would make a sign up list, somebody hearing my voice, Carrie's shaking her head, for a Father's Day baby dedication, that would be awesome. I'm going to ask my wife to come up now. And that's our, hey, you know what's cool about babies? They're just honest. That baby's like, is that Hamilton? He's like, I don't care, man. I'm gonna yell out. You're like, Hamilton, you're in church. He's like, I don't care. I've got to yell. Got to. It's who I am. Anyways, we love kiddos. And so if you are signed, so y'all come on up. If you're signed up for this. So we need the Lester family. We need the Robertson family. We need the Tharp family. And y'all come, I'm sorry. McCrory McElroy. That's a preacher down the street. I done made y'all, Brent, I made you a preacher. You and your whole family. The Williams. Okay, Williams are not here. And the Heath family. Y'all come. I'm going to be walking back and forth. So we're going to have to figure this out. Now, you just look at, this might be the most powerful sermon that I preach in the culture that we live in. But I'm going to get out of the way as best I can. And I want you to look at these families. And I want to say to you what God said when he saw families. This is in Genesis chapter 1, the very last verse of Genesis chapter 1. He said, he looked at this and he said, it was very good. Y'all get that? We live in a time where opinions vary and things are going on. But I just want to tell you, this is very good. That's what the Word of God says about our families. They're very good. And I'm just happy to be here with y'all. What I'm going to do, I'm going to make mamas very unhappy. Not on purpose, though. Not on purpose. But I have olive oil in here. The Bible says anoint. When we pray, we anoint people. And so I'm just going to take a little bit of olive oil and put it on the baby's head when we pray for them. It's not magic. It's olive oil. You can cook noodles with it, fry things with it. Or anoint babies. It's all. We do it because we're being obedient to the Word of God, not because it works magic. But God says it's a sign. It's really a sign. Oil is a sign of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. Is God with us? Okay. And so what we're saying is, Lord, seal these babies up, protect them, grow them, lead them. You know, and that's what we're really looking for. Amen. Okay. All right. Miss Sarah's coming with me. Miss Sarah's gonna. We're gonna do this. So we have. Okay. Because I don't always remember everybody's name, but we got y'all. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all see my better side here? This is my better half. This is my better side. Mary Brooke and Wesley and Hamilton. Hampton. There's all kinds of hotels named after you. It's awesome. We're just going to pray. Do y'all have family here?
We do.
Where are they at? All right. Hampton's family. If you're proud and you know it, clap your hands. Pretty awesome. Have you all gotten pictures and things? You got it? It's got it going on? Okay. Look, Mom, Dad, like what I said up there, what we're doing is we're just saying we want to help you to raise Hampton in a Christian home under and however we can to be a supplement. But it's, you know, this. We're just asking God to be with him, to bless him. Or do y'all recognize he's a gift from God? Amen. Do y'all agree to raise him up? Raise them up the best you can in a Christian manner. Amen. Well, we're going to pray for them right now. Father God, I pray for Hampton right now. I pray that you be with him. Lord, that you just protect him, help him to grow. Lord, he's strong. He's smart. He's already these things. He's an awesome gift. And so, Lord, would you just bless him and bless this family? Lord, they're precious in your sight. Be pleased. Thank you for your great and awesome gift. Protect Hampton and grow him into a young man of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me just pray for y'all too. We're just going to pray it up. Y'all, we're going to pray it up, okay? For Mary Brooke and Wesley, Lord, I pray for them. Father, there's no such thing as a perfect parent. It's just you. You, Lord, are who we're supposed to rely on. So I pray in everything they do as parents, they rely on you. They trust you. They look to you. And Lord, we give all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this is just a gift and just a memorial. Yeah, we'll sign it after church. Okay. Did y'all get the photo op? Got it? Amen. Hey, look at this family. Isn't it awesome? The Heath family. Y'all go ahead and sit down. We're not gonna torture everybody. Except for y'all. Y'all are gonna be tortured. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, look at Lauren, Brent. Oh, we're just so happy for y'all. Hey, baby girl. Hey, Mary Haven. All right, did we get the if you're Mary Haven's family and you know it and you're proud, clap your hands. Trying to get myself out of the way. Did y'all get the pictures? Did you get everything you needed? All right. All right. Y'all know that Mary Haven's a gift from God? Y'all, isn't it awesome? Y'all agreed to raise her up the best you can in a Christian home following God's word? Yes? You're like, maybe? No, yeah. We're going to do a double baby dedication. Right? Let me just pray right now for Mary Haven. Lord God, we thank you for Mary Haven. We pray for her, Lord. I just thank you. She's so strong, smart, and beautiful already. I love how she loves to touch everything. She's so interested in the world you made for her, Father. Seal her up. Be with her. Lead her to you, Father. Give her all the strength and the grace. Protect her as she becomes a strong young woman for God. As she comes to love Jesus. And, Father, I just pray for her in her house that you'd all provide for them and be with them. And, Lord, I pray for Lauren and Brent right now, too, Lord. And I pray that you'd be with them. Help them to always trust you. Help them, Lord, in their marriage. Help them in finances and parenting in every single way, Lord. There's nothing that we can't come to you about. And so, Father, I pray that in everything they do and that you would raise them up as you raise up Mary Haven, that raise them up too, Lord, just to become the people you'd have them to be and be at their house. And we love you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Woohoo! I don't know. That's all right. Hey. All right, you're here with the Tharp baby and in this family. If you're proud, clap your hands. Woo! That's all right. This is little Brantley. He's the new kid on the block. Oh, he's pretty awesome. He's a pretty awesome dude. Can I tell you something? God gives gifts because God is good. So often we try to make it, well, God gives gifts if we do A plus B and it equals C, which is blessings. That's not how it always happens. God gives because God is good and nothing changes that about him. Amen? Amen. Look at that sweet boy. Look at y'all. Look, y'all dedicated to raise this boy in Christian principles, following Jesus in the word to the best of your ability. All right. He's sleeping. I ain't gonna listen. I'm praying for him. Father, I pray for Brandon right now. I thank you for him. I pray, Lord, that you'd seal him, that you'd be with him. And, Father, that you'd just bless him, grow him strong, and become a strong man of God. Father, protect him, provide everything he needs every day of his life. May he never know want. May he never know what it's like to not know that he's being taken care of, that he's being loved, not only by his family, but also by you. And, Father, just grow him into a strong, godly young man. I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now for Hannah and for Bo. I thank you for both of them. And Father, I pray that you'd continue to grow them and strengthen them and show them exactly what you'd have for them. And Father, as they join together, the team, to raise this baby boy so that he'll know Christ, that he'll know that he's loved by you. Father, just lead them, protect them, direct them. Father, may they know that you are there for them. May they come to call on you in everything and grow them up in a strong Christian people who love you and are excited every day about seeing how you help them take care of their son. And Lord, we love you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love y'all. If you're here for this Lester baby now, this Dake, if you're here for and you're proud and you know it, clap your hands. All you who didn't clap your hands on all those babies, I'm looking at you. Come on now. These are our babies. Take it, you know, these are our babies. Anyway, so glad. so glad for this family and just watching them come together. And I couldn't, you know how we all kind of have some kind of connection and there's a connectivity to all these things. And I couldn't help but remember how Mallory's mama, Cindy, was the person who delivered my Allison Brooke. You know, and so when I think about being a daddy, I think about how part of that came along and our third child, who was as rambunctious as ever, even before she was born, came out before the doctors could get there. And I was so glad that the nurses were listening and alert and came and delivered that baby. And anyway, I love it. I got to do their wedding. I love it. I love how connections like that are built. And it's just an awesome, awesome blessing. Cade and Mallory, are you dedicated to raise Dacup in Christian principles and the teaching of the Word?
Yes.
Amen. Well, I'm so glad to be your pastor and to help. He's got a wedding ring on. ladies, Cade, Dake has some kind of ring on his left hand. I just want to tell you, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to find, you're gonna have to find somebody. He done took up. That's just. Hey, we didn't do that in some. You know, we just arrange these things early. Hey, yeah. Say, you a good-looking boy. Who wouldn't want that? Anyway, let me pray for you, son. Father, I pray right now. I pray for Dake. And, Lord, I thank you for him. I pray that you be with him, that you protect him, that you grow him up strong. Father, that you always provide for him, that he would always know, that he would have that sense and would never leave, that you are there, that you've been there from the beginning, that his parents have prayed, that they've desired this, that they've looked for it, and they've asked for your leadership and your help in their home. And Father, that Dake would never know a day, never know a time when he didn't understand somehow deep back in his mind and in the bottom of his heart that you were there, that you were real, that you loved him, and that you had something for him. And so, Father, we just look as we dedicate this family and we dedicate Dake into your service, and Lord, we pray that you would just be with him, fill him up, seal him, protect him, and as he becomes a young man, Lord, that he would just flourish in you. And Father, we're just thankful. And Lord, I pray right now for Cade and for Mallory. I thank you for them. I thank you for their desire to serve you. I thank you for their desire, Lord, to be godly parents, a godly man and woman, and just be with their house and everything and every provision and every way. Bless their family and be with them. Lord, I just thank you for them, and I just gush about how much I love them, and I just thank you, Lord, and I pray that you'd be with them, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. This is Mandy, Jeffrey, and Dakota. And y'all, look, if you're here for them, you're proud and you know it. And even if you don't know them, I'm going to tell you what you ought to be proud to know, but clap your hands. That's right. Hey, pretty girl. Yeah, we're going to get there. Jeffrey and Mandy, you dedicated to raising up Dakota in Christian teaching and Christian way. Amen. Under the fear and that's oil, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna put some on your head and I'm gonna ask Jesus to be with you always, okay? Can I do that? Okay, let me do it. Look, I'm gonna put some on your head right now. Father God, I pray for Dakota. I just thank you for her, Lord. What a sweet-spirited girl. And Lord, I just pray that you'd be with her, that you'd strengthen her, that you'd keep her and protect her, and that she may never know the want, never know that she's not loved, never know that she's, Father, that she would know that she's never alone. Father, that you've loved her from the beginning, that you'll never stop loving her. And Father, that she grows into a godly young woman, that she'll come accepting Christ as her Savior, accepting a call to discipleship to serve you. And Father, just be with her, Lord. Fill her up, protect her, seal her. She's so strong, smart, and pretty already, Lord. And just be with her. And Father, for Mandy and for Jeffrey, I thank you for them, Father. I thank you for the turn in their life. I thank you for what you're doing in their life. And Father, these things don't happen by happenstance. They don't happen just circumstantially. They happen because you desire godly families, because you desire godly parents and homes. And so, Father, I pray for the both of them, that you would keep them, protect them, lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from evil in every step of their life, that they may, as a couple, raise this baby girl right. And Father, help them to look to you in everything, in financial provision, in guidance, direction, and wisdom. And Lord, we love you and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This is the little 4-point something. Oh, sorry. Hey, baby. See, Miss Cindy, there's Alice. That's the baby that got delivered by the nurse who just came out too early. You know, that's, isn't that something? Listen, I've got a quick hour sermon, and then we'll be done. I want you to, do you have this in your bulletin? Okay? I'm just going to run through it, and then literally we're going to finish. This was the big deal. And can I tell you something? Get behind the families. Get behind the young families in your church, in our church. If you're a guest here and you have a different church, get behind the young families in your church. If you just have young families in your family, get behind those young families. Y'all, it's not like it used to be where you'd send the kids out to play and mama and auntie and everybody else was all in the same neighborhood and we all worked to help each other out. It's a little different now. And I'm going to tell you, families need support. We've had the cases where families have come to me and said, hey, should we break up our family that we might get assistance from the government? And I think, no, for crying out loud, no. You know, but this is the mindset that's kind of crept in our culture, to break up and to divide. Don't do that. We can be that support that says, we're going to help you out. We're going to pray for you. We're going to walk beside you. We're going to hand you some money every once in a while. We're going to take the kids off your hands every once in a while. Sarah, do you got a sign-up sheet for everybody's going to take our kids off us every once in a while? Anyway, and but the point is, you know, support these young families. You know, what a strange thing that we'd have to lie and say and remind in our culture, say, that is good. This is good, okay? Let me give you just a couple, just a rundown on some other day things, all right? Let me do this, and it's just good stuff. I want to give you some facts on Mother's Day. Not on Mother's Day, but why we should honor our mom. Biblical facts on why we should honor our mom. It's when God gave the Ten Commandments, He gave the first four that dealt with a man's relationship to God. The second six, or the second set, was a group of six that dealt with how people ought to deal with people. And the very first one of those commandments was honor your father and your mother. I mean, that's the very first. It's something. There's something essential about saying, I ought to give honor to those who brought me into the world, to those who toted me around in the car seat before I was able to walk, those who fed me when I couldn't feed myself, those who protected me. Think about this. How old are you before you're able to get out in the world and make up your own living? Can I tell you? It seems in our culture that's about 27. I don't know. Let's do averages. When are people out from their parents' insurance? Usually 24, 25. When are they out getting? That's not everybody, but we've become a culture where parents are almost on the hook for close to 3 decades. We've already told our kids, you might not leave the house, but if you stay, we're leaving the house. You can stay, we're going. But I want you to think about that investment that moms and dads do. And we do it for good reason, but I just want to remind you, oh, they're worthy of honor. Worthy of honor. One of the shameful things in our culture is we don't honor our parents. We especially don't honor our moms. There's something that's so grievous to me. When I hear my children say something disrespectful to my mom, not my mom, they don't do that to my mom. My mom, she's a piece of work, and she would be like, cha-ting! But anyways, but when they do it to their mom, boy, does it bother me, unlike anything else, because I was there holding her hair as she vomited for them. I was there when she had to be in the hospital infused with fluids because the pregnancy was throwing her whole body into whack. I was, you know, I watched this, and to think that they wouldn't honor them for a second, for a moment, it's as close to blasphemy to God as I can think of, is to dishonor your mama. And we just ought not do it. So it has a priority. The first of the commandments, the horizontal commandments, human to human, is honor your father and your mother, honor your mom. And that commandment also comes with incentive. It says that your life may be long on the earth. I love that. Remember that old saying, I brought you into the world and I can take you out? I think that's kind of the first reference right there. Honor your father and your mother. Why? Because if you don't, it's going to be bad. You know, it's the idea. It's like, I brought you in, I can take you out. way I say it is, every once in a while you want to kick some of these children through the goalpost of life, you know. But anyways, we're not going to do that. Let me give you three ways of how to honor your mama, biblically. And it's really cool. And this would have to do with, as mama's age and as we go on and as we grow and how we treat our moms. If you don't have a mom or a mum who's still here, you know, there's people who are stand-in moms who need your help, okay? One of that ways is provision. When Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was on the cross, he did not forget the provision that he needed to provide for his mom. It's amazing to me. But here's this 33-year-old man. His mama's probably in her mid to late 40s because she was just a teenager when he was born. He's on the cross. He's in excruciating pain. He looks down. He sees his mom. And he sees his disciple. And he says this. He said this to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." He couldn't point. So he's talking about the disciple, John, next to her. And he said to that disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his home. It's amazing to me that on the cross, Jesus was mindful of his mama. He had to provide. He was the oldest. It fell on him. He provided. He provided. And it's a pretty awesome thing. Y'all might say, "Well, I don't know how to provide for my mom. I can't provide for my mom, or I don't have a mom to provide for. I'm just bringing this principle out. There, you can provide for somebody. You can provide, and you can give, and you can invest in somebody who needs your help. You know, maybe it's a widow in the church. Maybe it's somebody who just needs a help. Maybe it's like a single mama. Y'all, single mom. My mom was a single mom for a lot of years. It's hard. She worked three jobs. I went to two different sets of babysitters throughout the day. It's weird, man. There's somebody you can help provide for. When you get a chance, you read 1 Timothy 5:8. It says something like this: provide for those who are in your family, because if you don't, it's a bad, bad thing. 1 Timothy 5:8. It's here on the handout, the reference. You go check it out. The other way that we can honor our mamas is through obedience. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's chapter 6, verse 1 of the book of Ephesians. Chapters 2, verse 2 and 3, just read the commandment out of Exodus 20. They read the commandment, honor your mother and father, for this is the first commandment with promise. But y'all, you can obey them. You can just, I had the most wonderful privilege with my mom. My mom was an embarrassing mom. She would take me everywhere. She would make me, you know, if we went to shop for clothes, she'd get on the megaphone and say, "Where's the big boy pants at? Is there a Husky section here? That I need some pants for a big chubby kid." And I'm like, "Mom," she's like, "It's all right. You're just big bone, baby. Come on, let's come on." She used to make me she used to pack my lunch every day, which was amazing because she was up for work before I even got up for school. She'd be gone. But every morning, there'd be a lunch packed in the refrigerator. So I was a brown bag lunch packing dude, okay? And that bag always had a note on the outside. It said, "John, sweet pea, you know how I love you. Love, Mom." Big old exclamation point with a heart at the bottom. That's on the outside of my lunchbox. Everybody else got Transformers and things. I got Batman and Spider-Man. I'm coming with a love note from my mom. How cool was I? I'm like, "Mama, please, don't do it." And she'd do it every time. She did these embarrassing things. And I could tell you over and over. Last one I tell you, I was a wrestler. And I wasn't always very good. It took me a while to get almost good. And I don't even know if I got there. But in the beginning of my wrestling career, I was a freshman wrestling seniors, which means I was 13 wrestling 18-year-olds. And I got whooped frequently. My freshman record was 3-30, and the 3 I won was after the 30 I lost. At one point, as a man was twisting my arm off behind my back, whooping on me, I look up and my mom is being restrained in the bleachers because she was going to come rescue her boy. Like, "Ain't nobody going to tear the arms off of my boy. That's my boy. I got one boy. Ain't going to do it. I'm going to hold him back." And they're holding her back, and I can see my mom. She's like, "I was going to throw the towel in." And I can just see that happening. Hey, that's the guy whose mama threw the towel in. Every time I went somewhere to stay, my mom made me backpack a loaf of bread and a box of cereal. And I say, Mama, they got food. And every time I got to my friend's house today, they think we don't have food. I said, no, my mom just makes me bring it. You know, I'm just, this is what she does. Just, and my mom would say, I know they have food, baby, but they don't know how much you eat. And so she had packed me a fresh box of cereal and a fresh loaf of bread. She said, just go on. You're going to be all right. Can I tell you, I still do that. My kids go somewhere, they got like this. Anyways, that's just one of those things that pass down. But my mom embarrassed the stew out of me. Man, I grew up, got to appreciate my mom, and I had a chance to honor my mom a couple years ago. We have a great relationship. But I got this chance. I had to do a wedding up there. I got to do a wedding for one of my cousins. I'm the preacher of the family, you know, so I get to do all the weddings and all the funerals, you know. And so I needed a shirt and tie. And of course, they got, you know, you can buy a shirt and tie here in Mississippi. I know you can. But you know what God impressed upon me? I called my mom and I said, Mom, I need a shirt and tie for the wedding. I said, would you take me shopping? Man, she said, oh, yeah, I will take you shopping. For me to ask my mom to take me shopping, that was just a God. I know that was probably the biggest Christian witness in her life. She's like, something happened to my boy. Mom, would you take me shopping? She did, and she put all these shirts up to me. No. No, no, and I felt that frustration like, it's all right, any of them will do. We did the same thing with a tie until we finally, after a few hours and trying them on and all these things, we got it done. Can you believe that? Man, I was so proud. My mom said, John, would you do something for me? I said, Mom, I'm going to do whatever you tell me I'm going to do. She said, I'm going to get you a pedicure. I said, Mom, I ain't like that. You know, I got married. I got children and things, you know. And she said, no, no, just would you do this for me? I said, all right. So we're in this mall where I was as a teenager, you know, walked around my leather jacket all puffed out and that, you know, got into fights and things, you know. And I'm in this shop laid back in this chair. La, 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 la. And they got my feet in this hot water and they're doing this thing. That was the best thing I ever did in my life, man. I was like, Mama, you are so smart, you know, but I'm just telling you, if you don't get a chance, honor, and I didn't get no paint on my toenails. I'm just telling you now, there's something about, you don't have to get the paint on the toenails, not even a clear coat or anything. No, it's all right. I'm like addicted to them now. Where's Johnny? I don't do it in Grenada, though. You ain't never going to find me in Walmart. You ain't going to find me at Walmart. Is that your preacher in there getting up? What's he doing? Hey, y'all, get the pedicure. I ain't going to do it. Find a chance to honor your mama. Sometimes it's just doing what she asks you to do. You know, even if it's been embarrassing before, take an opportunity to do it. Lastly, it just says, it just gives the idea of the church relations. You know, in church, we ought not relate to each other as strangers. This is why I say Happy Mother's Day to every woman in the church. And we have something too. Before you leave, we have a flower to give you, a pretty flower for every woman here. And it's to say this, the Bible tells us to take and to treat older women, to treat women who are mature. And I know I'm in trouble now. How much older is older? Well, the point is, we treat them like mamas. We treat them with respect. The younger women we treat like sisters, but we treat them like mamas. We treat them like kin. We treat them with respect. We treat them with love and patience. We honor them. Honor your mama. Now, on the very last part, I put the big picture. And we had, my friend came and preached, and he kind of gave some big picture stuff. Can I tell you the big picture of the war between even good and evil and God and sin and all these things can be pictured by a dragon, the devil, a serpent, trying to attack a mama and her baby. I ain't going to go all into that, but y'all, in Genesis chapter 3:15, God says, I'm going to put a hatred between the devil and the seed of the woman. And the seed of the woman is going to win. There's going to be a special seed that comes and crushes his head and you'll bruise his heel. Well, we go all the way to the end of the Bible into Revelation chapter 12. And what we see is this woman who gives birth to this child who's going to rule the nations and the dragon's trying to devour him. And yet, it's the seed. It's the special one, Christ, born of a virgin, who victoriously wins. But all that is framed in this sense of a mama and her child. And it's a beautiful thing. Honor your mama. Y'all got it? Let's say it on three. One, two, three. Honor your mama. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for allowing us to be here. And Lord, I pray that as we take up the offering, as we go on with this day, that you would be honored as we give you thanks for one of your greatest, if not your greatest, gifts. It's that gift of family, the gift of a mama, the gift of children, the gift of that motherly influence. Father, we love you. We give you all that praise, and we do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ushers, if you'd come forward for the morning offering. Lord, we do pray for this offering. We pray that you'd be glorified. We pray that you'd be honored. And Lord, we do love you, and we recognize you as the giver of every good and perfect gift. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we got the flat.
And so many times will I praise you.
There, okay. Are we gonna we're not gonna
lift up my life? Cause you're always the same and my offering to you.
Somebody just gave me a challenge right there to beat that. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to close in prayer. And As I do, I want us to pray right now. Jonas came and told me Pam Holman's mother, Mary Bell Waugh, was just rushed to the hospital. Okay, so they just got word of that. And so if you would, please remember her in prayer. And just as we go, also, just by way of announcement, if you want to sign up for the Father's Day baby dedication, there's a sign-up sheet on the table outside. And also, if you're a lady, we have a flower, we have a beautiful flower for you that Honey in the Flower Company, Flower Shop, Flower Clinic, Flower Shop, something to do with flowers. Honey, we got them from Honey, and they're very pretty, and but we got them for you here. And let me go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll bring it to a close. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for this time. We do lift up this mama. We lift up Pam's mama right now. And Lord, we ask that you'd be with her. We ask that you would intervene, that you would save life, that you'd help everybody who's now traveling that way and working that way, from the EMTs, doctors, and family. That's all kind of converging in a point right now. Just be with them. Father, keep them safe. And Lord, we do love you. We ask that you, again, you just be with us. And we give you all the praise. And we love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I break, I forgot, there's one other thing. We're going to do the raffle for the quilt that's been up here. So if you have money in the raffle, if you bought a ticket, if you didn't buy a ticket, you're not going to win. If you bought a ticket, it's $5. All proceeds go to the building fund. But if you've not bought a ticket, Sarah's got some. But if you haven't bought one, I'm going to dismiss. And we can go. And if you bought one, we're going to take the drawing right now. So let me dismiss. Thank you, Lord. And I love y'all. And thank you for letting me be your pastor. Amen. Ready. Break.